USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Car prices are the big reason for the inflation spike gripping the United States, so says Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo.
A third of the inflation in January was caused by the increase in used car prices, which are up 40% since last January.
Raimondo explaining the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage is a big reason why. She says the Biden administration is focused on Congress passing a bill to address the chip shortage. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is demanding Canadian authorities take the necessary steps to reopen the border crossing with Detroit. A protest by truckers called the Freedom Convoy shut down traffic at the Ambassador Bridge 4 days ago. Democrat Whitmer saying the blockage is having a significant impact on Michigan's working families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
President Biden wants to see lower prescription drug prices.
Lowering the cost of prescription drugs is important, and giving families like yours just a little bit more breathing room makes a gigantic difference.
Speaking in Central Virginia, Biden arguing Americans pay the highest prices for prescription drugs in the developed world.
It's simply wrong, especially since it doesn't cost the drug company nearly as much to make the drug.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic baseball's regular season will start on time. Manfred also addressing the ongoing labor dispute between the league and the Players Association. Manfred saying in his position you have to be optimistic by nature and have to keep your mind open to get a deal done. The commissioner adding there's currently no change to the start time of spring training as games are set to begin later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says progress is being made on a resolution to fund the government after bipartisan negotiators came to an agreement on a framework for a year-long package.
There's a lot of work left to do before we pass a government spending bill. But yesterday's announcement shows appropriators are now on a very good path. We are driving forward towards an omnibus, and I am very, very hopeful and optimistic that we will get there.
He says the Senate will pass a temporary funding bill this week to give appropriators enough time to finalize their package. Diplomats from the UK and Russia are holding a briefing Thursday to discuss Russia's military presence around Ukraine after the Russian foreign minister categorized evacuations of Western diplomats from Ukraine as unnecessary. Britain's Foreign Secretary Liz Truss called on Russia to withdraw its troops away from Ukraine.
And I can't see any other reason for having 100,000 troops stationed on the Ukrainian border apart from to threaten Ukraine. And if Russia is serious about diplomacy, they need to move those troops and desist from the threats.
Russia is demanding NATO pledge to not add Ukraine as a member, to stop sending weapons there, and to draw back its forces from Eastern Europe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.